Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Everybody, welcome to Coach Unplugged. Today, before we jump in, we'd love to, if you'd leave a review on iTunes and or wherever you listen to podcasts, those five stars do really help. We'd also like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shoe machine on the market. I'll get it out. Not only are they innovative, unbelievable how shooting machines have changed. You know, I remember when they used to have those long metal racks coming from the court, but how they've innovated, how they've put the trainers right in front of you. It's unbelievable. So go over and check it out. Also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. There's nothing else on the market like it. Nowhere else are you going to get the bat phone to the person running it. No, you know, yes, they might do quarterly or monthly or weekly calls, but they're not on your beck and call. If you have a question, if you have an email, trust me, I will get back to you. I will respond. I will get on a call with you that day. So come over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Let's head off to the podcast.
Hey everybody. Today I'm going to talk about practices. I've had to pivot here a little bit with my team. I'm sitting here post lunch and kind of thinking about my team and some of the things that we need to work on with our practice, with numbers and protocol and sickness and illness and injury and all the kind of things that go with it. So things that I think make a good practice, and these are no specific order. They're just kind of the order that they came. And I was tweeting about that today. So I thought I'd make a quick podcast on this. But number one is you got to make it competitive. It doesn't matter which level. I think when you make everything competitive, when you make a winner, a loser, when you make doing something at that level, it doesn't matter. It raises the bar. It also makes it more fun. It makes it go faster for them. But I think from a coaching standpoint, and again, it doesn't have to be a consequence. And if it does, it can be pretty minuscule. But you have to have that competitive nature in just about everything you do in practice if you're going to raise the bar as far as the intensity, as far as learning, as far as all of those kind of things. So that's the first thing. Second thing is, and this is something probably in the last 10 years that I've really done in my program, is I think you have to have a core set of fundamental program things that you do every day. And what I do, you know, if I want to work on passing, I got four or five things that are specifically deal with passing. And then I'll kind of, you know, what my grandma used to say, variety is the spice of life. I'll change those passing drills up. They'll teach the same principles, but there'll be different drills and different things as I'm specifically doing it. So number one, make everything competitive. Number two, have a series of, and they can be fun. I wrote it as program or fundamental drills, but anything like that. Number three is, how are you teaching? You know, I don't think I am the belief that you have to have multiple teaching methods and multiple methods of teaching. You know, you can do part whole part, you can do small sided games. But you have to teach them in different ways. Some of your athletes will do really well by showing, some of them will do well by actually memorizing it, some of them will actually do well by paper and pencil. All the different methods of teaching that make a good teacher, you have to imply or apply those to your practices, just like you do your lesson plan. Sometimes it's good in small groups, sometimes it's good individually, sometimes it's just, you know, fundamental practice and those kind of things. So you got to kind of change how you're going about that. So that's the next thing. Teaching, I refer to that as teaching methods. Fourth thing, and I think this is important for not only your athletes, but your program. You have to link their individual development to the team or program development. So if they're working on their shooting, how is that shooting helping the program? How is that shooting helping the team?
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
You're trying to help not only the student or the individual basketball player, but you're also trying to help the entire entity of your program or your team. So that's not always easy, because you want to not only help them reach their goals individually, but you want them to help you reach your program, reach their goals, your team to reach their goals. And then the fifth thing, and probably the hardest thing for me sometimes, is you really got to simplify. You have to simplify. If you think you have too much, you probably do. If you think you don't have too much, you probably still do. We live in a TikTok world where it's 30 seconds, it's a minute. I guess TikToks are up to 3 minutes now, but it's Snapchat, it's fast, it's quick. Simplify. I'm going to be honest. I was probably guilty of that coming out of the pandemic. I think I threw too much stuff at them too soon and they weren't ready for it. I had to go back. I had to simplify. I had to go back and teach help side. I had to teach ball screens. I had to teach things that were basic. So let me go through these, make everything the five keys to a great practice. Number one, make everything competitive. Number two, have a series of program or fundamental drills. Number three, teaching methods, how you're going to go about teaching it. Number four, directly develop the individual development to the team or program development. And number five, simplify. All right. Have a great day, everybody.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.